Hi, Simon here. My new book, Verified Near-Death Experiences, Proof of an Afterlife, is now available for pre-order as an ebook and audiobook on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. This book shares many incredible near-death experiences, each with verifiable proof that challenges everything we think we know about consciousness and the afterlife. In the book, individuals whose hearts had stopped and whose brains had flatlined saw things that were later verified. Things they should not have been able to see, because by all medical understanding, they were dead. These are real stories, backed by real evidence, that will make you question what lies beyond. If you're fascinated by near-death experiences and mysteries of life and death, pre-order your copy today. Again, that's Verified Near-Death Experiences, Proof of an Afterlife, available for pre-order on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Welcome to Our Paranormal Afterlife. This is episode 167 of Paranormal Stories. This episode I'm reading from Andy Meyer's book, Beyond the Veil, exploring reincarnation, angels, and the supernatural. When I have guests on my podcasts, I read their books to work out questions for the episodes. When reading these books, I always find such amazing information that never makes it into the podcast, and here I get a chance to give you a peek into the book. I've put a link to the book in the show notes, and I did seek permission to record this extract, and the author kindly said yes. The way that Andy's book is laid out is a series of questions, so it's not so much like there are chapters, it's just question after question, and I've picked two or three that I find interesting, and I hope you find them interesting too. So the first one is, can spirit guides alter our destiny or nudge us onto a path that aligns with our soul's purpose? Andy has written this. Our spirit guides are masters of timing. They're also very clever. When the wind blows just right, they can nudge us onto a path that will alter our life's trajectory for the better. We all come to this world for specific reasons. Call it fate or destiny, if you will. And we search for our purpose in life. Sometimes our purpose is heading towards us for a head-on collision. All it takes is being at the right place and time. I once attended a special Halloween event at Omaha's Henry Dorley Zoo with my daughter, Skye, and a few of our loved ones. There were thousands and thousands of people in attendance. The pathways were so busy, it was hard to walk at times. Suddenly, a random stranger approached us, asking us about the trick-or-treat stations. Someone in my group identified her as the wife of a local politician who happened to be standing just a few feet away. We continued with the festivities, but my daughter begged to meet the politician because she's a big fan and has been interested in politics lately. A while later, we spotted the family again. I couldn't help but pull the gentleman aside and introduce him to Skye. He was kind enough to shake her hand and agreed to have his photo taken with her. She was positively starstruck. The rest of the night she kept mentioning how that moment was the highlight of her week. With a bag full of candy and stars in her eyes, she looked up at me with a smile and said, "Dad, I think I want to be a politician when I grow up." I supported the idea but reminded her that it's not a job for the faint of heart. "I know," she said, still smiling, "but I think I can improve the world." I squeezed her tighter and patted her witch hat as I replied, "I have no doubt about that, sweetheart." On the drive home, I couldn't help but wonder, what if she does grow up to work in politics? What if shaking that man's hand at the Halloween event will someday prove to be her origin story, the place where it all began? I mean, what are the odds that out of everyone in attendance, the politician's family just so happened to approach our group and ask us a question? Part of me wonders if it was a soul nudge, a little wink from our spirit guides, sending Skye down a path that aligns with her soul's purpose. Things like this happen all the time. It's just that most people don't realise it at the moment. I have a client who was in a terrible car accident many years ago. During her recovery process, she worked with a chiropractor and was so inspired that she later became a chiropractor herself. Although her spirit guides probably cringed when she got into that crash, they knew it would serve a greater good and help her find her life's calling. Most things happen for a reason. In retrospect, life has a funny way of steering us in the right direction. Sometimes the path is difficult and winding, but we eventually find a destination that's aligned with our destiny. I've seen countless examples of people who experience chance encounters that profoundly alter the direction of their lives. Maybe it's a woman who takes a different route home from work one evening and stops into a store she doesn't usually frequent, only to meet her husband in one of the produce aisles. Maybe it's a young man who accidentally receives someone else's mail, and upon taking the letter to the correct address, he meets a lonely elderly lady. An unlikely friendship forms, all because of a mistake by the post office. Maybe it's a little girl cheering for her favourite hockey team. She's lucky and catches a team jersey shot from the t-shirt cannon at intermission. It becomes a core memory, furthering her love for the game and inspiring her to fulfil her dream as an Olympic hockey player. Stories like this happen daily. A skeptic might chalk it up to coincidence or happenstance, but I believe in miracles and divine timing. Our spirit guides have the foresight to help us align with our highest good. When this occurs, a chain reaction is set into motion. Some refer to this as the butterfly effect, but whatever you choose to call it, moments like these often leave us with goosebumps. The world is a pinball machine of cause and effect, a collection of noise, chaos, and spinning gears that propel us forward through life. Yet time can slow down just long enough to glimpse some order within the chaos. When this happens, our souls remember the very reason we came here in the first place: to spread joy, to create, to learn and grow, to inspire, to uplift others, and to leave this world in a better shape than it was when we arrived. Only time will tell if this chance encounter at the Halloween event will translate into Sky working in politics someday. She also wants to own a donut shop and make video games and be a professional dog trainer. So I guess we'll see what happens. For now, I'll remind her daily that all she needs to worry about is being a 10-year-old and having fun. She's pretty good at that, so she's off to a great start. On to the next question. This is, does time work differently in the afterlife? Yes, without a doubt. The spirit realms have no clocks, watches, schedules, or calendars. If you remember, in my dream, all the clocks in my childhood home were not working. That was my first clue that it wasn't an ordinary dream. Instead, I was hovering somewhere between heaven and earth, where time stood still. Time is an artificial construct. Here on earth, it's necessary to track time because otherwise our world would descend into chaos. Okay, even more chaos. Let's face it. Things are already hectic here. Why are there 12 months to a year and 12 eggs to a dozen, but only 10 years to a decade? Why is Iceland mostly green and Greenland mostly ice? What a strange planet we live on. I digress. Yes, time flows very differently in the afterlife, which is where we reside between incarnations here on Earth. You could say time over there doesn't exist at all, because the past, present, and future are happening simultaneously. But since most of us go cross-eyed trying to imagine how that's possible, I'll simply explain it like this. Keeping track of time is unnecessary in the afterlife because we don't need to show up for work at a particular time. No schedules are required for catching a bus, plane, or train because we can instantly think ourselves to anywhere we need to go, anywhere in the whole wide world and beyond. Since time over there does not exist, we do not age in the afterlife. Every individual is a nice blend of experience and youth, appearing roughly 30 years old, give or take. However, if a deceased loved one pays you a dream visit, the person might appear as whatever age they were when you formed lasting memories with them. I've seen a picture of my grandpa when he was 30, but that's not how I remember him. Therefore, when he appeared in my dream, I saw him as 50-something with a few wrinkles and some grey hair, even though he would appear much younger to everyone else in the spirit world. Okay, on to the next question. This is, when you go to heaven, is there a holding space where you go first, or do you cross straight over? The notion of a holding space reminds me of something called purgatory that my Catholic Church mentioned when I was a child. They made it sound awful, like the lost luggage counter of the spirit world, a DMV waiting line of sorts. Take a number and have a seat, please. Thankfully, I haven't seen this to be the case. The vast majority of people cross straight into heaven upon their death, avoiding any sort of limbo period where the soul might hover somewhere between here and there. Because of this, ghosts are actually pretty rare. Most occurrences we'd label paranormal are merely spirits from heaven briefly stopping by to visit. Very few of them are earthbound. When we cross into the afterlife, there's an epic party, a reunion with all those we've loved and lost. It's the most wondrous experience imaginable, which is why most people can't help but go toward the light when their time is up. Today I was reading from Andy Meyer's book, Beyond the Veil, exploring reincarnation, angels, and the supernatural. If you want to buy the book, there is info and a link in the show notes. A great way to support the podcast is to sign up on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com/ourparanormalafterlife. Or click on the button on my homepage at pastliveshypnosis.co.uk. And if you enjoy the podcast, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.